Soviet. July 12, 1937. How human reflections take away the place of the divine, and are the little pebbles that render the fount of the soul turbid. How the divine will converts its love into her nature, and whatever it does at the moment of death, it anticipates in one who lives in it. I am in the arms of the divine volition, which, more than vigilant sentry, not only wants to be life of each of my acts, but penetrating into each hiding place of my heart and of my mind, scolds me if anything enters into me, which is not a birth from the fiat. Am I always lovable Jesus, visiting my little soul, and assuming the attitude of teacher, who wants to instruct his daughter in everything, told me. Blessed daughter of my will, you must know that self-reflections, impressions, oppressions, melancholies, doubts, little fears, impede the divine reflections, the holy impressions, the rapid flight toward heaven, the joys of true good, the celestial peace. They are like many little pebbles cast into a lake while a person is reflecting himself in those clear waters as in a mirror, and he sees his whole entire person beautiful and orderly as it is. And now what happens? While he is reflecting himself in those crystal clear waters, a little pebble is cast into that lake. The water ripples, becomes cloudy, and forms circles upon circles, such as to make the whole water turbid. And the poor person who was reflecting himself, what happened to him? As the circles were forming in the water, so were they taken away. One a foot, another an arm, another a hand, another the head, in such a way that the person appeared as though ripped apart by the ripples of those waters. What was the cause that made those waters lose their clearness, in a way that his image no longer appears as whole, but in such a state as to arouse pity? What was it? A little pebble. Such is the soul created by God. More than crystal clear fount, in which, more than crystal clear fount, God was to reflect himself. Now, the reflections, the oppressions, the doubts, the fears, are like many little pebbles cast into the depth of her soul. And as God reflects himself in her, she does not feel him as whole, but as though divided into many parts. Hence, the strength is divided. The divine joy, the sanctity, the unity of peace are divided. This will prevent her from knowing who God is, how much he loves her, and what he wants from her. And if she wants to reflect herself in God, these little pebbles will hinder her step, making her limp on the way, preventing her flight in order to reflect herself in the one who created her. They appear as things of no importance. Yet, in this is formed the knowledge of God in the creature, the union, the sanctity, God reflecting himself in the creature and she in God, if the soul is not disturbed by these little pebbles. These pebbles can be called the trifles of the soul, and because the firmness and substance of true love is missing, she is always turbid, and God cannot reflect himself in her in order to form his beautiful image. Therefore, be attentive, and always seek my will. Jesus became silent, and I remained there, thinking of the great evil caused by his self-reflections. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, only in my will can the soul reach the top of the highest sanctity and enclose within herself, as much as it is possible for a creature, a complete act that fills her so much as to leave no void in her. And so much so, that the good that she does converts into her own nature. If she loves in my fiat, the wave of love pours upon her whole being, invests her inmost fibers, and while pouring upon her, overwhelming her completely in love, it constitutes itself queen and converts its love in the creature into her very nature. But so much that she will feel her breath, heartbeat, motion, step, and the whole of her being as incapable of doing nothing other than love. This wave of love rises up to heaven without ceasing to rain down on her and storms her Creator, loving Him always. Because when a good converts into one's nature, one feels the need to repeat the good received as an act that constitutes her life. If she adores, she will feel her nature changed into adoration. Hence, in everything will she feel profound adoration to her Creator burst out from within her. If she repairs, she will feel a surge to track down all the offenses in order to place her reparation. In sum, my will, with its creative strength, does not leave a single void and knows how to convert into her nature everything that the creature does in it. See what difference between one who lives in my will and possesses it as operating life and one who recognizes it as virtue and may be in the most sorrowful circumstances of life, but in everything else it is as if it did not exist for her. Now I want to tell you another consoling surprise. When the creature decides with unmovable firmness to live in our volition, our satisfaction is so great that what we must do at the moment of death to confirm the creature in the good in which she dwells. Indeed, you must know that everything she has done in life, prayers, virtues, pains suffered, good works, serve to form our little divine life in her soul. Not a blessed enters into heaven if he does not possess this divine life according to the good he has done. Insofar as they have loved me and fulfilled my will, so will they possess it, some smaller, some greater, because true happiness, true joys, must be possessed from within. So, each of them will have their God inside and outside of themselves, giving them ever new joys. So much so, that if upon dying souls are not filled up to the brim with love and will of mine, I confirm them, yes, but they do not enter into heaven. I send them to purgatory to fill these voids of my love and of my will by dint of pains, of longing, of sighs. And when they have filled themselves completely in such a way that they now appear as fully transformed into my love and into my will, then do they take flight toward heaven. Now, for one who no longer wants to do her will, but only mine, we do not want to wait until that moment. Our love leads us with an irresistible force to anticipate the confirmation of the good and the converting of our love and of our will into her own nature. Therefore, she will feel that my love and my will are hers. She will feel my life more than her own. But with what difference from those who are confirmed at the moment of death? These will no longer grow in good. Their merits are finite. While in the others, my will grow always. The merits do not end. Rather, they will have divine merits. As they continue to love me and to live in my will, so will they know me more, and I love them more, and increase their glory. I can say that I run in each of their acts to give it my kiss, my love, to recognize it as my own, and give it the value, the merit, as if I myself had done it. Ah, you cannot comprehend what we feel toward one who lives in our will, how we love her and want to make her content in everything. Because in her, we find the purpose of creation realized. All the glory that all things should give us, centralized in her. And what's more, our fulfilled will is everything for us.